I want to congratulate you for picking up this book and for thinking about owning your own home, the American dream of home ownership. For many people, the home buying process can be intimidating. There's fear of the unknown, fear of making the biggest financial purchase of your life, and fear of not being able to make your mortgage payments. I learned long ago what the letters FEAR represent, false evidence appearing real. That kind of fear has kept many people renting instead of purchasing a home. This book will guide you step by step through buying your first home or even your first piece of land. I'll also show you how to pay off your home faster than the typical 30-year mortgage. Since home buying isn't taught in school and most people only buy a home once or twice in their lifetime, the process often remains a mystery, a secret that's rarely explained in detail. What's better than looking at homes? Owning is better than renting. I know people who have been looking at homes for over 30 years and renting for just as long. In the end, they've simply helped their landlords pay off their mortgages. If you had had this knowledge earlier, you could have bought a home long ago. I often ask renters, why are you paying your landlord's mortgage when you could be paying off your own? The answer usually comes down to fear and not knowing about the buying-owning process. You just didn't know. So let me ask you, how long have you been renting? How long have you been paying someone else's mortgage? How long do you plan to keep doing that? I once heard someone say, paying rent is like throwing money down the toilet and flushing it. Aside from the short-term benefit of shelter and not having to make repairs, there are no lasting benefits to renting. On the other hand, buying is generally much better financially, especially if you don't refinance and pull cash out of your equity. When you finally pay off your mortgage, you're home free at last. No more rent, no more mortgage payments. The mortgage versus rent debate. A common objection I hear is, my rent is low, why would I double that to pay a mortgage? The answer is simple. The benefits of home ownership far exceed those of renting. Mortgage payments equals forced savings. Every month, part of your mortgage goes toward reducing your loan and building equity. Tax advantages. I'm not a tax advisor, so I suggest speaking with a tax professional to understand how home ownership may benefit you financially. Appreciation. Home values tend to increase over time. For example, a home in San Jose that cost $200,000 30 years ago may now be worth $1.6 million. A home purchased at $500,000 30 years ago is now selling for $3 million. Real estate supply is limited, and in a normal market, values generally appreciate. I recommend checking historical home prices in your area, then imagine what that same home will be worth 30 years from now. A real-life example. Let's keep it real. In May 2021, I sold a townhome in Modesto, California, to a buyer who had been thinking about buying for 25 years. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,312-square-feet townhome listed for $364,900. Modesto is 85 miles east of San Jose, with a typical 2-hour commute. Why was she looking there? Because a similar townhome in San Jose was selling for $800,000. Had she purchased a home 25 years ago in San Jose, that home would have cost around $100,000. That's appreciation, rising home values due to increased cost of living, supply and demand, and inflation. Most Americans don't have significant savings. But owning a home is like having a giant piggy bank. Each month, part of your mortgage payment, the principal reduction, becomes your money, building your equity. My story. I bought my first home in 1976 in San Jose, California. Do you know the way to San Jose, as Dionne Warwick sings? I paid $40,000 for a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,200-square-foot fixer-upper. It needed TLC, tender loving care, paint, new carpets, landscaping. I did most of the work myself and had new carpet installed. Just 6 months later, I sold it for $65,000. Today, that same home is worth around $1,200,000. That's appreciation. And you have to appreciate appreciation.